Good morning, and thanks for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and I have two very entrepreneurial students from South Gwinnett High School, Darian and DeAndre Nelson, and they just won the Youth Entrepreneurs Inaugural Annual at the annual conference. It was the YE Summit. But tell what did you win?
We basically we won our big idea competition. It was $2,500.
Wow.
We're very excited.
What was the idea?
We have a promotion team of about 400 teenagers in the Atlanta area. They basically promote our events and our concerts.
What?
Yes,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. So they promote your concerts, your events. What kind of events do you
throw?
We
have like teen events, and we also bring artists that they want to see, like who teens want to see. So it's basically like a just teen.
Like a street
concert.
Team.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
And we have people like in schools, like in their head, promoters in schools. And they have other.
Wow. Yes, so y'all doing what we already do, but you're doing it in high school already.
That's the thing that we like. It's called Youngest Doing It because adults aren't doing it for teenagers.
Right.
That's what we're doing for teenagers.
Right. So talk about for a moment. How long have you been doing it? Why did you decide to pull this kind of business together?
So basically, we were DJs since about we were like 2 years ago.
And we DJ all our own events.
Yeah, we DJ all of our events. And we were DJing at clubs and stuff. And we saw the money they were making, but we were getting DJ money.
Mm-hmm.
And no teens were doing it. No teens had any type. It was all adults.
Right.
So we started doing it for teens. So.
Y'all are so funny. Talking about, you was getting DJ money. They were getting management money, right?
Yeah, just like a little throw to the side type. Oh, here's the DJ.
Here you go.
Yeah. So we saw all that and we just was like, we were like, why not do it for ourselves?
Yeah.
And then like a lot of people don't even really cater to teen like entertainment, so it's just like we already are doing that, so why wouldn't we just get the big bucks? And
that is awesome. So how do you get 400? How do you pull 400 students together for a street team? How do you do that?
Basically, they get in free for every event. We also remove a lot of people also.
I'm sure you do.
If they're not promoting. But it's not as easy as it seems.
And social media.
Big time.
And it took a minute for us. It took a few months for us to get
the ball rolling.
That many, promoters. We start off with about like 40, and we just continually grew. And more people that came to our events, they saw the benefits that other promoters were getting. So they like, well, why don't I become a promoter? So I can get in skip line for free, or I can get in for free and have other gear, have headbands and shirts. So that's the easier way that we took, like, the route that we took.
So where did you get your entrepreneurial spirit from? Because, I mean, kids really don't have that unless somebody, implants that into your spirit.
So basically, we joined Young Entrepreneurs. It was a company in our school, and it was an after-school program in our school also. And it basically helped us with foundational values about businesses and everything like that. When we first started our event team in November, it was around the time that we joined Youth Entrepreneurs too. So we lost $2,000 our first event.
What?
But as young entrepreneurs, like we said, we know when you first start a business, you have downfalls.
That's right.
And we gained basically more knowledge through Young Entrepreneurs.
And even before that, like we used to cut grass and like we used to sweep hair at the barbershop. So, and this is when we were 13, 14, couldn't even get a job. So it was like, We felt how it was to have something that you want without having to ask your parents.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it was basically like, well, if I could do this without having to ask my parents, or if I break something and don't have to hear my parents yell at me about it and I just can pay for it.
Right.
Why not just do it? And we learned that at a young age, smaller, and then it just like, it's
gradually.
So your increased. Parents been supportive?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Very supportive.
Our dad, everybody knows our dad. Like,
really?
Everybody at the front, and then they just like, oh, that's the twins' dad.
So like, for a minute, because, and it, you said something that really kind of struck me, and I know it's very true, is that adults don't do teen stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Teen stuff is very difficult because teens can be unruly.
Oh,
teens can be, out of control.
Yes,
things happen.
Oh,
the police get called. So that's kind of, I've watched that because I had teenagers.
Yes, ma'am.
And they could never go to a party without the police being called.
Exactly. And that's why we focus heavily on safety. We have about 10 police I mean, not 10 police, about 10 security guards at each event. Mm-hmm. And we also have like around 2 or 3 police officers.
We're trying to progress more with the police officers and getting more security at our events while they're growing, because it's been growing like exponentially.
Yeah.
So it's like we have to almost
create a relationship with the police officer.
Absolutely. You better believe
that. That's what we're working on now, creating our relationship with police and sheriff department.
You know, and I think that's good because of the image of what cops are now. Yes, right, ma'am. Now, that's a perfect way to bridge that relationship, yes, I think. So what kind of artists do you bring in? Yeah, that for me, as a promoter,
yes, ma'am,
promoting requires deep pockets.
Yes, ma'am.
So you guys have to be good with your money, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And know who you're bringing in, because they have writers and they want this and that. And I, yes, want, ma'am, this kind of hotel. Sometimes I got to be flown in and,
yes,
all of that. You know, yes. I know y'all can relate. So tell me about the events and who do you bring in?
So let me talk about it. So basically, like, we get artists that, like, a lot of people don't really know, mm-hmm, but it's more the teens know. And the thing about teens is teens get it first. So
yeah,
they might not be mainstream just yet, mm-hmm, but to teens, they're mainstream because, like, they're glorified by teens right before they hit mainstream.
Right, right.
So it's like they don't even know their value because they haven't done a teen event and they're doing clubs that, you know, people just might nod their, mm-hmm, head, mm-hmm, but in like our events, they got their phones out,
mm-hmm,
yeah, like, yeah, just like singing along with,
yes,
the words,
yes,
and then that's when their prices start going up after our events.
Okay,
and yeah, so
that's interesting.
We just get the artists before they go mainstream.
So where do you have your events? Different places?
Well, we mostly in like the Lithonia area,
because, mm-hmm,
it was more Gwinnett, Lithonia, and now we're expanding to like the Atlanta area and Fulton, okay, County area.
So. All right. Look, most security.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the contest. So what did you have to do at the contest? How did it start? Presentation. What did you have to do there?
Basically, our teacher who was over RYE at our school, she, mm-hmm, basically told us that it was a competition. We can win some money. And the regionals, we won 3rd place, and it took us, we weren't supposed to go, but it took us to the national competition, mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm, our business was so great that they said so.
Oh,
basically,
okay,
we went to the national competition. We studied hard, but presentation,
right,
wise,
right, practice, right,
and on the airplane, reciting it so that we won't even have to look at the screen.
Exactly.
When, yeah,
exactly.
So then we got there, we did our presentation, and
almost soon, as soon as we get off the airport, we got to dress up, do, mm-hmm, our, and we didn't know who won until like the last day of the summit, so it was pretty much like built up.
You were waiting.
Yeah, yeah. But I know we did great though, mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm, it's, you know, it was basically like we didn't really have to recite it because it's our business. So
you know it like the back of your hand,
yes,
as,
ma'am,
you should.
Yes, ma'am.
So what was the most difficult part about this process and this YE Summit?
The presentation.
Really?
It was just hard anticipating and going over it over and over, mm-hmm, again, and, mm-hmm, just nervousness.
And, mm-hmm, also not knowing who your competition is.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because,
uh-huh, it could be somebody next with the next iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
mm-hmm,
like, it's like you have to prepare so that you can be the biggest thing, because you pretty much want to overdo your competition to,
oh, yeah,
in your head so that like you can prepare yourself.
Kind of like Shark Tank. You,
yes,
feel like you're in front of Shark Tank,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's exactly how I felt. That's how the judges were set up. So it was like the exact. But I mean, we had enough confidence. And we've been like late with YE and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. We've been doing more public speaking things. So it's been helping us with our like public speaking.
Your diction,
yes,
and,
ma'am,
yeah, how you make eye contact and all of that. Very important. Do you find that adults are accepting of you as young entrepreneurs?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it just depends on, because like you said about the whole teen situation, you know, certain people
look at it a different way, you,
yeah,
know?
Yeah, mm-hmm, it's more like controversial type,
yeah,
stuff, but it's,
mm-hmm,
like we're trying to lead it into a way that everybody can see the goodness about it instead of looking at all
the negatives.
The negatives.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make it to where it's positive, all positive, and positive events.
Well, you know, I have to say, you have a platform right now to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
To impact many teens who probably need your positivity.
Of course, yes,
who
ma'am.
Need, you know, some good stuff happening in their lives.
Definitely.
Some behavior modification, maybe.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's really important where you are right now. Don't ever forget that.
Okay.
Don't ever forget that you're impacting lives.
Okay.
You're impacting lives,
yes,
wherever
ma'am.
You go. That's so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Have you been back to school? No, you're not in school yet.
Nope.
So when you go back to school, everybody's gonna be like, yay! High five. That is gonna be so cool. But I'm sure you're already probably very popular in school, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because
yes.
You're the party guys.
Of course.
And the best thing about it is too, like most of our events we do in like Lithonia or mm-hmm. like the DeKalb area, and we're in Gwinnett, so they don't really see it like that. But the people that are in the DeKalb area, they think of us like, oh, those are the twins.
Yeah.
Because they don't see us every day.
That's good. But bring it on around because
everywhere.
All the teens need you. They need
everywhere.
Good, positive places. They need places to go where they can just have fun and
yes,
hang
ma'am.
Out.
And it
know?
Also gives, you know, teens more activities to
yes.
do because it's
and,
like
and
when you're sitting
activities.
Around
yes.
doing nothing and bored, that's when you start
getting in trouble.
That
that's right. That's right.
And that's pretty much the point that we're trying to get out
yes.
to everybody about the positivity of
and
it.
The
absolutely.
Safeness of it.
Absolutely. I got you. So who was born first?
Me.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
How many seconds after?
60 seconds.
60 seconds? Was you holding on to his foot? Let me out of here.
Oh, no, you got to have to ask my mama.
Uh-oh. Darian and DeAndre, y'all. Darian DeAndre Nelson, South Gwinnett High School, winners of the Young Entrepreneur Summit for 2018. And tell people your social media, where they can find you.
YDI.int. On Instagram and YDI for our personal Instagram mm-hmm. is YDI.twins.
YDI.
Yes, ma'am. That
YDI
stands for
twins.
Youngest Doing.
Youngest Doing.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
You. Thank you so much.